May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. At various times during the past few weeks, I've preached about the recognition of Jesus in the faces of others. I've issued the challenge of looking for Christ in those near us. And I've asked that we consider how we respond and react when we experience that joyful moment of discovering him in someone else. I've considered what it meant in the 21st chapter of John for the disciples of Jesus and for us in our lives today to go from not recognizing Jesus to suddenly seeing him. And I've talked about the assurance we sometimes need, our need, like that of the community surrounding Jesus at that time, to have him confirm that he is, in fact, the Messiah. The reading this morning from Revelation, and especially the verse that I shared just a few moments ago, is one I feel is important to continuing this conversation. In some respects, it broadens my theme, taking it simply from seeing the holy in the face of a single person to discovering the presence of God in community. For that is what I pull from this particular verse. God is among, God is dwelling with mortals, and that's mortals plural. God is among the community. Community is a powerful thing. It is a wonderful thing. And I believe it is a necessary thing. Yes, I know that there are people who prefer independence and solitude to community. Speaking as an introvert, there is for me a certain point at which solitude and independence are necessary in order for me to recharge my batteries. And even Jesus, as we know, needed to slip away from time to time, to go to the shore of a lake, or climb high up on a mountain, to be alone in prayer with his Father. But his ministry was not carried out in solitude. He preached, healed, taught, and loved within a community. Now, the size of that community changed depending on the circumstances. Sometimes he was off with just two or three of his disciples, such as the moment of his transfiguration. At other times, he worked among sizable crowds. Consider, for instance, the thousands that he fed and the tremendous crowd who entered the city of Jerusalem with him on that first Palm Sunday. No matter the size, however, he was among, God was among mortals. He was among community. And community is vital for all of us. Yesterday, I attended a forum sponsored by the Winchester region of our diocese on congregational care for addiction. It was developed as a way of giving faith communities, Episcopal and others, a starting point for finding resources and organizations they can utilize to offer support and care and encouragement for those suffering from addiction and their families and friends. As part of the forum, three individuals took time to share their own journeys. What they told us about their recovery was emotional. It was honest. It was powerful. And in some instances, it was very raw. But no matter who was speaking, one common theme was woven into the fabric of every story: the support they received from community. To a person, they each spoke of how it was various communities, their families, their friends, 12-step groups, and others who were instrumental in walking with them on their road to recovery. It's no secret that we can accomplish together far more than we can alone. However, it's often difficult to take that first step of inviting the community into our lives and our struggles. Yesterday, I heard a gentleman speak of how it was almost impossible for him to say three simple words: I need help. But once the words were spoken, a community of support rallied around him. That community became a source of strength for him. Communities are gifts from God. If they weren't, would the writer of Revelation even have said that the home of God is among mortals? Would the writer have, in essence, said that God dwells among the community of mortals? I don't think so. And so I think it's important that we always remember that we have the opportunity to call on our various communities to walk with us through our earthly journeys, not just in the good times, but in the bad. And not just the community of believers here at Christ Church, but all those of which we are a part in our daily lives. More importantly, I think living in community and calling on those around us opens space for the work of the Holy Spirit to continue. We focus often on how the Spirit is at work in and through us individually, but I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we receive tremendous blessing and we bless others by recognizing and making space for the work of the Spirit in those around us. When we don't reach out to others in the spirit of community, we run the risk of depriving ourselves of wonderful gifts. And when we don't reach out to others, or in fact ignore the call of others reaching out to us, we prevent God from doing the work He has given us and given others to do. Henry Nouwen once wrote, "Community is first of all a quality of the heart. It grows from the spiritual knowledge that we are alive not for ourselves, but for one another. Community is the fruit of our capacity to make the interests of others more important than our own. The question, therefore, is not how can we make community, but how can we nurture and develop giving hearts?" In the days ahead, I invite you to consider community and heart and the interests of those around us. Accepting that God is at work as a rule is important, but opening the space for God to work through us for the benefit of others, calling on God deeply and prayerfully to work in and through our communities, is one of the most precious gifts we can offer, and it's one of the most amazing gifts we can receive. God dwells with us. God makes a home among us. God has created community. At the very least, we should reach out to our communities out of our own yearning for compassion, out of our own need, out of the calls welling up deep in our souls and released through our prayers. And the most we can do is respond as a community to the needs of others, to those reaching out to us, offering ourselves as vessels through which God answers in His own way and in His own time the calls of others. Amen.